Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KPIA, and this is Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. This week, we revisit a show that uncovers a three-letter mystery. If you spend any time downtown, you've probably seen a video game or two in various bars. Sure, there are some digital games, but lots of places still have pinball machines. And if you're into this sort of thing, you might have noticed that the same person appears to hold the top score on all the pinball machines in town. ZED. Who is this? And is it even one person? KBIA's Scott Pham has the story. But first, I have Scott with me to talk a little bit about the piece. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Okay, so how did you find out about Mr. ZED?
Well, when he introduced himself to me, he introduced himself to me as Zed. I kind of thought that was his actual name for a long time until somebody told me that he was the guy whose name was on every pinball machine in town, Zed.
So he's shy about his notoriety?
No, I don't think he's shy about it. The thing is, everybody knows about it. I think he's a little... He's maybe a little confident about it, so confident he doesn't have to tell you. If you ask about him, you mention him to somebody, somebody will be like, that's the pinball guy. That's Zed.
Is it really his name on the machines, or does he have a posse of pinball-playing comrades?
No, it's all him. It's definitely all him. Pinball is kind of a solitary activity. You can play with other people, but you don't get good at it unless you put in the hours and hours by yourself. And that's what Zed likes to do. He's a one-man show.
What's it like watching the master in action?
He's surprisingly calm, and he's a very consistent, calm player.
Did you pick up any tips?
Oh, yeah. He taught me how to play one of the newer games out there. I got a free play. I've never gotten a free play before. I always thought that was the kind of thing that nobody got. I thought it was mythical. I thought only people like Zed got free plays and the rest of us just wasted our money.
So how does Zed stack up against other players?
Right now... according to worldpinballrankings.com, Zed is in the top three players in Missouri. And at one time, he was in the top 25 in the world.
Wow.
A little bit less now. He's out of the top 100, but he's working his way up.
So he's third in the state. Does he go to tournaments all the time? Is this something he does on the weekends, or what's that about?
Well, it's both. So the last pinball tournament you went to was the PAPA World Pinball Championships. That's the Professional and Amateur Pinball Association. That's the organization that organizes the world championship. And he usually is able to get into the final elimination rounds there, which is kind of his goal. He cares much more about winning tournaments and getting the kind of street cred that comes with that than improving his overall ranking.
Scott recently caught up with Zed. Here's his piece.
Pinball is like life because it definitely has a lot of things that are out of your control. There's always going to be some moment when a ball bounces in a weird way or spins in a weird way, or maybe two balls collide and you just can't anticipate it, and frankly you just have to deal with it, and it doesn't do any good to complain about it. When we play the game where we try to figure out what celebrity I look like, it used to end up on Paul Giamatti. But then Paul Giamatti has gained a lot of weight, so I'm not quite sure who I look like now. I've been told that if I sing a full night of karaoke the next morning, I sound like Paul Giamatti. Zed around Columbia is something that other people started calling me, and I just never really dissuaded them. And then essentially I decided to adopt it as an identity of sorts. Zed is the guy that plays pinball, and Zed is the guy that does way too much karaoke, and Zed is the guy that likes to have a little bit of fun, and Adam's the guy that wakes up and drives to Jefferson City and goes to work. When I lived in Jefferson City, I spent a lot of time at home, and my goal when I moved to Columbia was to get outside more and see my friends. I have hated pinball at various points in my life. There was a time where I realized it was keeping me from talking to people, so therefore I had to come up with the personal rule, people over pinball. Whenever I was playing a game of pinball and somebody came in and I knew I wanted to talk to them, I was training myself to be able to walk away from the machine, that it didn't matter, that that people were more important. This evening we're going to Galactic Fun Zone. It is an arcade out in southern Colombia that has the most pinball machines of anywhere in Colombia that's publicly available. My favorite place to play pinball in Colombia is Galactic Fun Zone because I know the people that maintain the machines, and they definitely work hard at making sure the machines are clean and work, and you'll often see people working on the machines.
What's going on?
Hello, nothing
new. Long time no see.
Here at the Galactic Fun Zone, we currently have an excellent lineup of six machines. Starting on the left, there's a Terminator 3 machine, which is a good machine kind of from the early 2000s. Next to that is the Sega Star Wars machine. There's a lot of Star Wars and pinball. And next to that is the Simpsons Pinball Party, which I've generally listed as one of my desert island pinball machines just because there's so much to do on it. The Simpsons I have the highest out of the non-presets. There's still some kind of preset high scores that are higher than mine. I have probably $6 and quarters or tokens, so 24 tokens. If I was going to play nothing but Rolling Stones, probably enough for the rest of the night, and we'll probably walk away with some here anyway. I feel fortunate that I have chosen a hobby that does not require an expensive financial outlay. I'm glad I'm not playing golf where I have to spend a large amount of money on clubs and greens fees and everything else. Pinball is something that I can probably bring $5 in, and if I play reasonably well, that can last a whole evening. But on some machines, it's probably possible to spend a whole evening for 50 cents or a dollar. My goal in pinball that I came up with about 6 years ago was I wanted to be in the top four at the Papa World Pinball Championships before I turned 40. There's almost somebody in that last group of four that just doesn't quite belong in 1 year. I want to be that guy. I wish people knew that pinball did have a complex set of rules and that a lot of pinball machines are telling a story. I'd like them to know that there's a little bit more to the game than just trying to keep the ball alive and trying to push the ball around, that there are strategies, and that there's a lot of fun that you can have by knowing the game more. My name is Adam McKinney. I'm an economist for the state of Missouri, and I play pinball.
That was a profile of local pinball wizard Zed from KBIA's Scott Pham. And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend. 4, 5, 6, 7.